BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
Sado. There are quite a few familiarity markers in English, words which take on an ending to make the word sound much more familiar or everyday or down to earth. Ammunition becomes ammo. A weird person becomes weirdo. Aggravation becomes aggro. They like it in Australia a lot. Good afternoon, they don't say that so often, but arvo, arvo is the abbreviation for afternoon in Australia. And in the 1990s, you had this rather interesting word, saddo. That's the adjective sad with this O ending, but spelt with two Ds, S-A-D-D-O. It came in as a kind of rude word, really, a mocking word for somebody seen as socially inadequate or somehow rather unfashionable or contemptible in some way. You might hear somebody say, oh, he's a real saddo, or she's a real saddo. It could be for male or for females. It's from the word sad, of course, from way back in the 1930s, where sad here doesn't mean miserable, it means pathetic. And that was a use of sad that came in at that time. It's a sense, in other words, that's been developing for quite a long time. In actual fact, you can take that sense of sad and trace it all the way back to Shakespeare, though he never said saddo.